I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on Thursday, September 22nd, and wow, we're only 2 days away from the end of the Shemitah, the end of the new year. Going to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the new year, the creation of the world here. We're going to be doing that Sunday night on the 25th of the Jewish holidays day, because it lands on Sabbath. They move it one day. So God's day is probably the 24th, but when we're going to be celebrating it is on the Eve on Sunday night. So join us on that special broadcast. We'll be going live on a special broadcast at 6 p.m. to celebrate Rosh Hashanah from a Christian perspective. Join us on that. We'll be going over some of that here soon. I wanted to flip over to here real quick because Zelensky to step down is going to be the major part of this. Again, a prophetic word from Julie Green. It's like the fourth time, I think, or fifth time that she's mentioned Zelensky, who is the Ukraine president, who basically is a New World Order puppet. And we'll see that he was in on the genocide plans, that God has stepped in to save us. What's new? God saves us all the time, right? So he saved us, saved the Israeli people all through these different events. And he saves us, obviously, on the cross with sending his son to die on the cross for us as the most important sacrifice of all time. And that's a once and for all sacrifice as we become high priests. Wow. And he gives us the Holy Spirit so we can live in him. But now, as his children, he protects us just like he did in Goshen in Exodus, and he protects us also going through this great Exodus as we are about ready to go through a genocide if the deep state satanic cabal had their way. And they're not going to get there. So that's the exciting part about this, and we can celebrate now versus mourn. We can celebrate as we see on the eve of this great Exodus. And so let's dig into this a little bit. I see Patsy from Tennessee here, Alabama, Susan. We got Gabby from Canada. We got Little Rock, Arkansas in the house with Shirley. A bunch of people backstage as well, including Patriot Bird and Kent and Katie and Kathy and Gus and Di and Charlotte and I think it's Barbara. Thank you so much. It's awesome. So let's dig into this right now. I'm going to switch over to getting into some news. Here's Mark Zuckerberg hit with legal complaints over alleged attempt to influence a 2020 election. Again, this comes down to a lot of prophetic words about Facebook and Zuckerberg stepping down, about their stock taking huge hits. And I think this is just all part of it. We're starting to see this flood of things coming over Zuckerberg because all that money that he spent was obviously used for the 2000 mules type activities, right? It was used to illegally sway the election toward the cabal and their selected people versus the elected people, because Trump really messed them up when we overwhelmed them with real votes. They didn't have enough fake votes to win. That's why they had to shut down all the machines and find more fake votes. So very interesting as we move forward on this. And that's, you know, the great election sting I talked about. I thought it was going to happen within weeks Obviously, God's timing is much better because he wanted everybody to wake up to the horrors of communism, the horrors of socialism, the horrors of open borders, the horrors of a puppet president that's going to do everything by printing money and creating inflation. All the horrors we've seen in the Brandonomics in this whole last, not even 2 years yet, and to see how you can destroy a country from within if you let the deep state and you have a bunch of sleeping people letting it all happen. Especially if you have selected people versus elected people in with voting machines that will match to illegal phantom voters. So that is something that is now all being exposed in the perfect timing of the great election sting that's going to be happening 2 years later than I thought. But how exciting. Court filing reveals Mike Lindell is targeted of DOJ investigation. This just again shows you when you have a puppet president allowing enemies of the state, foreign enemies like China, all the controlling these puppet presidents, and now they have weaponized all three parts of the United States, right? And so you've got the Department of Justice here, which is the executive branch. So you've got the executive branch, the judicial branch, legislative branch, all captured operations. So that's why Q says military is the only way. There's going to have to be an act of God, and the military can't do it by themselves. Trump can't do it by himself. In fact, they can't do much of anything without the Lord God Almighty acting, and that's what's happening. The Lord God Almighty is going to activate Trump, activate the military, activate different parts, you and me. He's going to activate us through our authority, which we're going to talk about. That's what almost all the prophetic words that are coming is that we need to use our authority in Christ and the power of the blood of Christ to take this cabal down. We work together. But guys, there's other ways we can fight, and one way we can fight is economically as well, and that's why I partnered with Patriot Street Fighter. If you want to fight these guys that are basically targeting Mike Lindell, targeting our beloved, true, rightful president, President Trump, and targeting us, everybody that went to January 6th, they're targeting that. They're targeting the American people that love the country and don't want it taken over by a bunch of communists. And you know, basically the cabalists, the globalists taking us over, right? What do? Well, we fight them. One way you fight them is we do it economically. There's a cartel of what I call consumables, right? These 11 countries, these 11 companies, when you go into Amazon store or you go into the Walmart store, you go into your local grocery store, 97% of the products is the shelf space. 97% of the advertising is all going to be the same 11 companies that go to three owners, which is BlackRock, the investment company, Vanguard, State Street. And what do they do with that money? They pour it right into all the same thing that George Soros does, into Planned Parenthood. So if you want us to continue to spend money on non-American made toxic products at the grocery store or Amazon, keep doing it. or Walmart, right? You want to get away from these? We have a company that has 550 products that is American made with no toxins, right? So you want to learn about that, you just go to tomahawkswitch.com. Just go to tomahawkswitch.com. And what you'll do is you'll just fill out this form. Make sure you select Brick B2T Ministries. We'll run you through a little 30-minute VIP Operation Tomahawk tour, which will show you how we're doing this. It's important to see how we can get away from this trap they've set for us to fund them fighting against us, right? So again, tomahawkswitch.com. There's a link down below in the video as well. Make sure you get that set up because we are making a great progress at doing that. Here's the Secret Service sued for details on Hunter Biden gun saga. And so you can just see that we are having to make progress through this awesome system that our forefathers put together. Those three branches checking each other is still somewhat functioning, even though it's captured at the highest of levels. It's hard. It's taken over 200 years for them to take it over because it was instituted by God. It was a covenant with God, and God's going to honor that covenant by coming back, and the Lion of Judah is coming after them. But we have to do our part. That's why I have Judicial Watch actually doing a great job with the Freedom of Information Act, the FIA. Those are really, the Freedom of Information Act is really key. And FOIAs, and so seeking answers from Secret Service related to the Hunter Biden gun incident in Delaware 4 years ago, the Conversational Legal Advocacy Group, and there's the Freedom of Information Act, right? The FOIA. These are real key, and I tell you what, Judicial Watch is doing a great job of all kinds of suits, making sure that we get to see some of these things. And that's part of the when you take the whole D class, these FOIAs coming through, and all the whistleblowers together. That's a trifecta that's going to take these guys down. It's the Great Awakening being caused by all three of those forces. And how exciting to see all of this start to happen. Quite exciting when you look at it. Hey, we got some great shows coming up for you here. Pastor Dave Scarlett will be on next week, as well with Amanda and Donay Clement. How cool is that? We've become pretty really close to these. Gus has spent a lot of time helping with Chris and Amanda at His Glory. Boy, I got to spend some one-on-one time with Donay. I've talked about. We're partners now with His Glory. Well, I'll be on His Glory again next week with my brother Rob. I'm from our godly product for Quantum Energy. That is just a beautiful thing to just know these people personally. And we're going to bring on Lois Vogel, a real good friend of Bo Polny, and she's been giving some prophetic words and visions that are very similar to what Donay and Amanda and Julie Green's been getting. And then Brian Artist, Dr. No Nonsense Man, he just reads and studies, and God's using him in talk about the gift of knowledge. Wow. And somebody that is able to find things that other no doctor in the world has looked at, right? And he's talked about the snake poison and all that venom that's being synthetically created, and they can create it like mad, just like they had fluoride in your water. They can put snake oil in your water, and it's just crazy. So all kinds of insights against Fauci, and Fauci's being outed right now, largely because of the research of Dr. Brian Artis and many of the other what they call disinformation dozen, which are really the information dozen on the truth of what's going on with this vaccine. And what's going on with the virus, that is amazing. So we have some of those doctors on as well. Julie Green will be coming back on as well in October. So exciting lineup coming up here. Here's the latest prophetic word from Julie was this morning called Something Big is Brewing. And I wanted to analyze that a little bit, dig in, talk about the things that I thought were most significant, like I try to do at the beginning of most of these episodes, because it's just, I believe, where God wants us to focus. He doesn't want us to focus on, hey, all these, what Amanda Grace warned, or I guess through the Lord warned through her word, be careful of junk intel. You could spend all day watching videos on junk intel, right? Versus focusing on the kingdom that can't be shaken. So if that junk intel is keeping you from getting in the word of God, I don't think that's probably where God wants you to spend your time. Or junk intel, instead of actually praising and praying with them, that's the opportunity we have every Monday and Thursday, and tonight we're going to be doing that as well as Friday. We do that publicly at 6 o'clock, praising and worshiping the Lord. He clearly wants us to do that, spending time with him, praising him, worshiping him, praying to him, and listening to him. The primary way we listen to him is through reading the word of God. It's the living word of God. So, and the last thing in the whole area of holding on to the kingdom that can't be shaken is listening to the prophetic prophets that he's speaking through, right? So Julie's clearly one of those, because if you go to, oh, I forgot to show that to you guys until I just learned this recently, make sure you go to Telegram. You make sure you have a Telegram account, because that is a real key way to get truth right now. And if there's a, it's called Prophecies Fulfilled. I'm going to bring that up just real quick. This is the website, and this I can't blow this up any larger. That's one thing I don't like about Telegram on a desktop. It's great on your phone, but it's called Prophecies Fulfilled. So these prophecies space fulfilled. Join that. There's 22 new things since I saw this last night that they posted about that relate to Julie's prophecies. So that's how recent this is. Something that I highly suggest, and I'll put that in the show notes as well. I'll put it in last night's show notes as well. And I think you guys will really enjoy that as you dig into that. But I've pulled her words into my searching platform, cleaned them up a little bit. So again, this isn't perfect, and there might be some misspellings and all that, but at least it gives us a very timely way for us to analyze and talk about her words, okay, that she's been getting from the Lord. So this one started with, this is another one of those searchy errors, but it says, for I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to declare freedom, to declare your health, to declare your wealth, and to declare your authority, and use it against your enemies. I'm going to stop right there, because every one of her words is pretty much started with making sure we are declaring our authority. Okay, and that comes in to the shed blood of Jesus, right? So that final sacrifice I was talking about, that gives us power beyond measure, right? Because if you think about it, God in John 14, 12, right? Jesus said, I'm going to the Father. So what, but before that, what he said, truly, truly, I say to you. He was serious about this. Truly, truly, I say to you. What was he saying? Well, that whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. And just think about that. This is Jesus who the dumb will hear. The dumb will speak. The deaf will hear. The blind will see again. And the lame will walk. It's like, wow. And so, but he didn't stop there. He said, but greater works will he do than these. Greater works than Jesus. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Just think about that. So he's given us, how is that possible? Because the Holy Spirit comes into us. And now we all have Jesus in our heart. So now, just think about it, there's millions of the remnant, millions of people with the authority of Christ with them. And if we recognize that and start using our words and the power in our prayers and declaring and decreeing in the authority and power of the name above all names, we can do amazing things. So remember, that is what the Lord is telling Julie through almost every start of every word, declaring our authority. So I'm starting this again. For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to declare freedom, to declare your health, to declare your wealth, and to declare your authority and use it against your enemies. These are the days to use your authority in the name of Jesus and to do not back off with resistance of any kind. And remind yourself that the devil will try and fight you back, but he will always lose and his defeat is guaranteed. You need to remind yourself of that so you can see that your enemy is a loser and you are the victor. See yourself as an overcomer and your adversary as a defeated foe, because he loses every time. Face today with assurance that I, the Lord, reign and I live in you, and nothing can defeat that power or my name. So stand today with your heads held high, knowing you are the child of the King, saith the Lord your Redeemer. Whew. It's another one of those that, just like last yesterday, where it can be a prayer. You can just read this off and say, Lord, I, by the power and name of Jesus, name above all names, I declare my freedom. I declare my health. I declare my wealth, and I declare my authority over my enemies. Just pray that. That's a beautiful, beautiful example of what you can do each day. Here's the President Zelensky. President Zelensky is about to step down from his place of power, and not by his choice. The resistance is growing behind the scenes, and things are intensifying for your enemies because they know their days are numbered before the truth comes out, and the world will really know what they are hiding and who they really are. No one will escape my judgment who has been against me, saith the Lord of hosts. So I'm going to drill down into this a little bit based upon what we do in our searchy platform. In fact, I just did a search and searched on Zelensky, and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of these. I'm going to start with this one that was probably the most amazing. This was back in 5/13, so May 13th of this year. The name of the prophetic word was, great destruction will come to your enemies. But this talked about Zelensky, and I backed it up a little bit, 9:50. Let's listen.
Zelensky, your days are numbered in Ukraine. You will not stay in your position of power. My hand is moving against you, and the world will know for a fact what a snake and a liar you are. You have tried to deceive the whole world, but truth will expose you and your treason. Treason will be your end. You caused your nation destruction and chaos, and you worked along with the fraudulent government of the United States of America to destroy that nation as well. And you wanted to cause genocide to the world's population. You thought no one could find out all the things hidden in your nation of Ukraine. But you have been infiltrated, Zelensky. There are people who know everything. And you will pay a high price, and the world will see your judgment take place, saith the Lord of hosts.
So there you go. That's back to literally, they wanted depopulation, they wanted genocide, and that was what they were trying to speed up, which a lot of the Herd works talk about that as well. So does Robin Bullock talks about that, where they're trying to take what the tribulation period and move it early. They're doing everything they can to move that tribulation period early. And some people say we're in the tribulation. I completely disagree based on my study of the prophets as well as of Revelation. This might be a prelude to it. I know Amanda talks about that too. There's things that are going to be a prelude of symbolizing what they're trying to do. But the point being is that these guys were literally trying to do genocide. And there's other words here that talk about, here's President Zelensky's about to step down for his place. That's the one that was today that I just read. Back on 329, it talked about President Zelensky of Ukraine, you are a liar and a snake. I think that was different than the 329 one. So to use those words twice. Zelensky of Ukraine, you have a lot to answer for your treasonous act against your own country for money and power. Right, here's another one. President Zelensky will give himself away. He is a liar in wolf's and sheep's clothing. The money he's just received has been going to places and people they tried to hide. Oh no, they will no longer keep this dirty secret. All that money that they've been sending billions, literally, to the Ukraine, it's all part of the puppet president and the deep state funneling money all over the place. President Zelensky is about to fall. Oh yes, he's about to walk away from his powerful position. He can no longer keep it because I'm removing him myself, saith the Lord. And this is all six different things on Zelensky on six different dates that Julie was given with prophetic words. And if you can just search on like genocide, and you'll see there's some powerful words on this as well. Here's one that was talking about just this new world order trying to take us down with genocide.
The smell of your sins, that stench, has reached my nostrils for the last time. I am done with your lies and treasonous acts. Enemies of Almighty God, I am tearing your new world order apart, and there will be nothing left of it. You try to speed up time, and you can't. My body is still on this earth, and the one that lives inside of them is holding you back. Your lust to destroy, your lust to kill millions and billions of people, with all your plans you wanted to take place right now, have been stopped by my hand, saith the Lord. You will not complete genocide or depopulation of this world. All your warehouses will be raided, and they will all be exposed. Every underground tunnel, every business you hid it behind. The doors are opening wide. The roofs are coming off to expose all the contents inside.
Woo! So you can see that this is serious, guys. This is biblical times. It will be biblical, Q said, right? And we're seeing biblical times right now. Literally, this is them trying to speed up time. Just talked about that, right? To bring tribulation period early because they wanted to kill the saints as soon as possible. They did not want to wait. They didn't want to go on God's time. Then they're trying to put on their timeline. Here's the other one. And you wanted to cause genocide to the world's population. Another one. You thought no one could find out all these things hidden in your nation of Ukraine, right? This is the one that we just talked about that went to Zelensky. Here's another one. Neither genocide nor depopulation will happen, but that they wanted that. So thank goodness we have a God that is mighty to save. Oh, wow. How cool it is to have a God that is mighty to save. Mass genocide everywhere. So guys, this is serious stuff. We're going to be alive at a time to see this cabal fall. I call it a 200 plus year cabal. It's actually way beyond that when you look at the millennial of child sacrifices they've been doing, right? But as far as this country, they've really focused. They got it that was a covenant nation with God. It took them several hundred years to infiltrate and capture all of its operations. And we see it. We've seen it happen right before our eyes. But we also get to see God rescue us with the Great Exodus. What a time to be alive. Here it is. Something big is brewing. A storm is upon your enemies. It is about to get harder and harder from this stay afloat with their lies. Watch. More will continue to step down. I told you, my children, it's time for removals, reversals, restorations of the nations, saith the Lord of hosts. Whew, he is mighty to save. And we get to see it, guys. We get to see it potentially in the next couple months, most of it. I think it's going to be a longer process than that, but I think it'll be really short. You know, God can do something in a day. It's like that Red Sea moment. Boom! The Egyptians are buried underneath the sea. By the way, the Israelis were free. According to one of the Psalms, none of them were even feeble. So we could even, I think we're going to be seeing incredible miracles of people being healed completely from dementia and Alzheimer's and heart disease and anything you can imagine. All those names of those things is nothing compared to the name above all names. How exciting. A sign will be seen at Mount Rushmore signaling the fall of not only the Biden, but everyone with him. The time for the big fall is now, and a big reveal is at hand. Get ready for a time of great exposures. Explosive is a word that will continue to be brought up and used to explain everything that is occurring around the world and in my nations. Notice that he says, in my nations. So Satan thinks that he's taken over all this stuff, and the Lord's saying, no, these are my nations. He even talked to us in some of his words and from the prophets about even the Islam nations are going to start turning to him. What an exciting time. Another bombshell report is about Hunter Biden is about to be released. This time there's no holding back, and they cannot deny or hide what Hunter has done and that Joe has been included. This is time where you will continuously hear, impeach, impeach, because of the treasonous acts they both have committed. Right now your enemies are trying to hide Obama being implicated too, because he was the one running the show. Hunter and the Biden will fall first, and many dominoes have already fallen for this to take place. So get ready to see the left start to shake and start to squirm, because now they know no one is safe. And everyone will grow in fear day by day, thinking they could be next. Their walls are crumbling down. Their plans are falling, and there will be no hiding their faces from me, saith the Lord. Whew. What's interesting about this, it says Hunter and the Biden will fall first, and many dominoes have already fallen for this to take place. Guys, there's words talking about how they're trying to do all these indictments against innocent people. We're seeing that right now. They're trying to do it against Juan Osafin. They're trying to do it against Mike Lindell. They're trying to do it against President Trump. They're already and they're trying to do all these indictments of crimes they committed. They're trying to blame others. Everything in New York against President Trump, right? And it basically said, no, they are being plagued by indictments right now. There's military tribunals going on right now with the rightful government. And many dominoes have already fallen in order for this to take place. And that is, we haven't seen all this in the public yet. But woo, is it going to be exciting to see when we get to go back and see all the dominoes that already fell. I think we're going to be able to see some of the videos of some of these military tribunals that allowed all this to happen. But we get to see right now the public stuff that's going to be coming out. And we know all this the stuff that's been behind the scenes. And we'll get to see it at a later time. Another virus will be in the news. And they will try to bring more fear to shut down the world. But it won't work this time. People can see through their lies. That's the great awakening worldwide. Do you see what's happening all over the world? Where they're rebelling against all these shutdowns and atrocities across the world. Even in Iran, if you go to the Prophecies Fulfilled, there was an article there about the Iranians rebelling. They executed a woman, the morality police. They literally executed a woman for not wearing the hijab. And they just rebelled out in the streets. So now, the Ayatollah Khomeini is his times number two, I believe, where, again, worldwide, people are pushing back on the tyranny. I'm just looking at the chat. Looks like there might be a troll in Facebook. If there is, I'll knock him out if you point out to me who that is. Okay, so here we have Anthony Fauci is about to resign, and it will be before December. Yes, any day he will make that announcement that he is walking away. Indictments are being delivered, and you will see who has received them very soon. My children, you'll see all that has been taking place, saith the Lord. Wow, how encouraging. That's why I talked to Julie live, right? And even behind the scenes, and she talks about, and I always ask her, and I always talk to Mary Crowley about this as well, is she such, because she's such an encourager. Prophetic words is not about predicting the future. It's also about encouraging people. And this is so encouraging for us who have been fighting this battle and fighting this spiritual battle. We have not been falling into fear. We've been using the authority in Christ to fight the spiritual battle as a remnant. Now we get to know some of these things. Why? Because you guys are, like me, testing the prophets and being able to see what God's saying through them. Now, we don't believe every spirit, so be careful when everybody's sitting there saying, thus say the Lord, especially the doom and gloomers. The ones that are true are the ones that can be tested. And go look at that fulfilled prophecy on Telegram, that group. You will see so many examples of Julie's true prophecies that you can't deny that she's a true prophet. That the words that God's using her is actually from the Lord. Another prime minister will suddenly walk away, and a president of a nation will mysteriously die. The nations are changing because the governments are changing, saith the Lord. Remember everybody from the Japanese government resigning early? That never happens. These elites want power. They're not going to resign early. And now we're seeing that happen all over. And the Lord God even is bringing up Benjamin Netanyahu back. Right? He, to me, is the Trump of Israel. And all these lies have been thrown at him, and they've been trying to take him down. They got him out, and the Lord said, yeah, we'll just like Trump. I'll let him out for a while. We'll just expose you by showing how terrible of you guys are running government, and that your demonic agenda is going to show to everybody. So it's showing to the Israeli people just like it's showing to us here in America and through the whole world. I know about 25% of my audience is not even from the United States. Thank you, you remnant from outside the United States, for praying for us. That's a key to all of this. A shakeup into the Catholic Church is about to take place. This is bigger than the scandals in the past. Oh, much bigger. Watch, a shaking will take place that cannot be denied, saith the Lord. So that's interesting. Mark Taylor had a prophetic word that was written. By the way, I don't follow Mark anymore at all. He's gone into attacking others, which is not what we need to be doing at this time. And that's why I believe he has hardly gotten any written words to him. Why Jew is getting them every day, right? And because faithful people that don't attack everybody else, and they're just focused on God, and they're into doing what the, you know them by their fruits. What are their fruits? Well, what's Amanda doing? She's traveling out and praying for people, and they're falling out in the spirit, and people are coming to Christ right and left at all these tours that she's going to. And she didn't even like get on a plane yet. She sacrificed herself as clay, as the God was the potter and used her. And the same with Julie. She's going traveling almost every weekend out there to the people and praying, anointing them. And people are being saved from just understanding who God is. And number two is they're literally falling out in the spirit. And miracles are happening around those two women of the Lord. Same thing with Robin Bullock, right? So we know the fruits of the true prophets. And people that are attacking those true prophets, be careful. Time to repent and move up, move back in to just coming together. As the true prophetic words are, and this whole great exodus. This is not the time be attacking each other. My children, a big shakeup is about to occur, so get ready for all what you see to greatly change. Yes, a time for changing is now, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. I think I missed the point about what I was talking about. Mark Taylor did have a word, and I believe he was acting in as a true prophet when he was doing his written words. Again, that's the type of prophet he was. He would boil, and then he would give his written word. And they're very powerful, and they predicted Trump would win. A lot of truth came through that. The Supreme Court justices, there's tons of truth coming out of his written words that I reported on for over a year. And one of them was that once all these Catholics see what the Vatican was doing, they're going to walk away from their religion, right? And they're going to be looking for truth. So the truth we need to bring them to is the Bible, guys. That's why I teach that. I have a free gift. Just go to, there's a link down below as well. It says blessedteach.com/free gift. blessedteach.com/free gift. And basically all it is, it shows the reliability of the Bible with the TAP method. And I just teach what TAP stands for, using the acrostic TAP. And how you can know that what the original writers wrote with textual criticism, that's the T. And you can know that it's true history from the archaeology, the A. And you can know that it's literally a supernatural book because of the prophecies, the P. So you can quickly learn this to be able to explain it to these new people that are going to be looking. And this is not going to be just the Catholics leaving. This is going to be all these other religions that realize their pastors or their religious leaders were literally cabal, were New World Order, or they literally were trafficking children. That's all going to come out. And people are going to be, we do not want them to walk away from religion and go into secularism. We want them to come to the truth of the biblical word. So make sure you can defend it. When somebody says, oh, the Bible's a bunch of stories, or we don't can't trust what the Bible says, that's a lie. The Catholics changed the Bible, that's a lie. The textual criticism shows us that we have what the original writers wrote. The New Testament is the most reliable document of antiquity ever. Okay, so if you don't believe me, just I have a whole 46-page document that shows this. Okay, so go to Blessed to Teach, which is blessed with the number 2 teach, and /free gift, and just download that PDF. And that PDF will show you that you can trust the Word of God. He gave it for a reason. It's a beautiful thing. Wow, you can tell I'm just enjoying this. It's just exciting stuff going on right now. I'm running out of time. Darn it. There's so much stuff I could cover. The Fed just predicted by a fairly lousy economy, and the markets noticed. Yep, so they just put up another 0.75, and that's just going to kill the real estate market. And they can't even, as Kirk Elliott talks about when he comes here, usually on Thursdays, used to, but we've had so many conflicts. But Kirk Elliott would explain that they can't. They're printing so much money that they raise the interest rate to try to counteract inflation. It's not going to work because they're printing so much money. That's on purpose. They want to destroy America, and we're seeing the fruits of that right now. Fred, and here's let me close this advertisement down. Fed conducts massive rate hike in face of stubborn soaring inflation. Right, just not gonna work. Biden's Build Back Better agenda is leading to nearly empty food banks. They're creating problems everywhere for we the people, because they hate we the people. That's what the elite hates us. They wanted us genocided, right? So you think they care that we starve? Of course not. And so, but this is why if you have money in a 401k or stock market or a bunch of cash sitting around, guys, think about what could happen. And the best way to protect yourself is understanding your specific and going to a financial genius like the double doctor. He's doctor. We call him doctor, Kirk Elliott, who can give you a free consultation. His team will give you a free consultation. They're experts in stocks and bonds as well as especially precious metals. And you can fill out this form at kirkelliottphd.com/B2T. You can also get a free consultation by just calling him. Saying, hey, Rick, B2T sent me, 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. And call that number and set up something, or go to kirkelliottphd.com/B2T, links down below in the video, okay? That's important, guys, really important. Top 5 takeaways. Here's what to know about this James out of New York suing Trump. Right, so she's claiming that Trump embellished most all of his properties in more than 200 instances, and that his financial statements were misleading, and Trump's adult children also played a role. And then basically this says, what punishments could he face? Well, basically they are all civil things in New York, so basically kick him out of New York for everything. And then now she's trying to move to criminal after she gets through with these. But this could take years. And she's gonna be punished way before then, guys. That's my belief. But you can see they're just outing themselves. Hey, I'm gonna spend the rest of the time getting you prepared for Sunday night. So Sunday night we're having a special episode for the Feast of Trumpets. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the New Year, and I don't think it's a Jewish New Year. I think it's God's New Year, right? It's celebrating the creation of the world. That's not Jewish. That's anybody who believes in the Bible should understand that this is the time to celebrate that. Now, there's a lot of traditions that the Jewish people have, but from a Christian perspective, we can tailor that toward us, right? And to really understand the significance of all blowing the shofars, which is a ram's horn, right? And the Feast of Trumpets, and understand where that comes from biblically. And that's why I've been teaching a little bit about that, but we're gonna go through a celebration on Sunday. So the good news, it's not unlike when we celebrated the first four feasts that we did in the spring, right? Where Purim, Passover, Unleavened Bread, the Shavuot. So we did that, and we did the big Passover meal, right? And it took a lot of prep for that. So the good news is this doesn't take any prep. Here's what you need: some apples and some honey, right? So I guess it's a little bit of prep. You could just go grab some apples and get some honey. Apples and honey, because that's the sweetness of the new year. And the other thing is some white clothes, right? I'm sure everybody has that in their closet, right? I brought this. You don't need to do this, but I just got this. This is, and it kind of signifies grave clothes. It's basically saying, hey, but it also is the pureness that we get, right? When the Lord, there you go. So something like this, right? Some type of white robe or white shirt or anything like that, because you're basically just symbolizing the blood of Christ just washing us free, right? That's going to be what the Jewish people wear this as a symbol of actually, you know, submitting to him, right? To submitting to God. And so that's going to be just so again, some white clothes, some apples and honey. That's all you really need. And then bring your heart Sunday night, 6 p.m. CST. We're gonna have some worship music with Kent. We're gonna have and we're gonna basically read some scriptures, and then we're gonna blow the trumpet like mad, and we're gonna talk about the different types of trumpet, the shofar noises, if you will, that you can blow. And so we're going to be talking about the trumpets, and then the Day of Atonement, which is on October 4th, and then on the first day of the Tabernacles, we're going to be talking that on October 9th. I believe this is, so we're going to start this Sunday, which basically sunset on 6 p.m. will be around sunset for most people in the U.S. on the 25th. And then on Tuesday, October 4th, we'll be celebrating the Day of Atonement. That's a 24-hour fast, by the way. And then on October 9th, I believe that's a Sunday again, which is a seven-day tabernacle, right? And so we're going to be looking at all that. I'm going to flip over to my Word document, which, again, when I talk about blessed teach a lot of time, it's that I have to go learn new stuff, and then I get blessed because I have to go learn this stuff, right? That's what the whole name's about. That's why I come to the B2T neighborhood, because you're blessed to teach other people, that you're learning stuff and you get to teach other people. So that we, again, these are the four spring festivals of Passover, Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, and the Pentecost. We celebrated those. Now we're moving into these three over the next 3 or 4 weeks that we're going to be celebrating: the trumpets, atonement, and tabernacle. Trumpets is Rosh Hashanah. Atonement is Yom Kippur. That's a 24-hour fast. And then, again, some people fast to certain things. It could be food and not, but make sure you're drinking water. Or some people do food and water. Some people just say, I'm not going to have candy for that 24 hours, something like that. But that, make sure you're sacrificing something at that point in time. And then this is where they lived out in tents and just celebrated as families for 7 days. It's kind of like celebrating what happened with them when they were 40 years in the desert, and God was there, was a pillar of cloud and fire. Wow, just think about that, the presence of God with them the whole time. Now here's an interesting graphic from one of the books I'm reading. You think about it, they harvested all summer, right? Nearly 4 months of harvesting various crops, and then the trumpets, a trumpet call all to repentance. And so that's what happens on Rosh Hashanah, right? We're called to repentance, right? It's part of this whiteness, knowing that, and from a Christian perspective, God's He's making us clean. Then we go to 10 days of Av, where you really think through everything we need to repent for. And that moves us into the most holy day of the year, which they call Yom Kippur, when that is when the atonement happens. And that is where you talked about the scapegoat. We'll talk about the scapegoat at that point in time and study that. And then they move in a little later to where we get into the tabernacles. And that, I think, is the 9th through the 17th, I think, is where where we'll be celebrating the tabernacles. And you can relate that to the whole plan of salvation, where we're right now in this period where we're harvesting. All over the world, the gospel of Jesus is bearing fruit, right? And then when the trumpet calls, woo, you know, whether it's pre-trib or post-trib or whatever, during this period of time, eventually we are going to have the second coming of Christ. And then we're going to the 1,000-year reign of Christ, right? And then we are going to have God gives the final punishment or reward based on the Lamb's book of life. And then we have the joyful time when we'll live in God's presence. How cool is that? And so, you know, again, many centuries of harvesting souls for the kingdom. We meet Jesus in the air. We reign with Jesus. There'll be sentencing, and then we'll be with all eternity. So you can kind of relate these feasts to, from a Christian perspective, to a lot of things. It's pretty cool. So we'll be studying this in, later. We're going to move into some praise and prayer in a second, but I wanted to play a video first, and then we'll get into move into praise and prayer. But so we'll be teaching more detail and what actual verses, like Leviticus 23 through 25 is the foundation for this. But there's some other scriptures I wanted to go over with you today that just kind of relate to this holiday of the new year, right? And one of them is here, right? This is just talking about God is king over all the earth. This is one of the most important things that we need to think about as we go into this new year, right? Clap your hands, all people. Shout to God with loud songs of joy, for the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us, the nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. In fact, I'm going to bring Kent on to play music before I do that after the video. I'm going to play some of the video. This is the Cuse gal. She's a Christian, a messianic Christian, they call it. I'm going to play this video probably around 5 minutes, and I'll stop it at various times. But she talks about the three feasts that we're about ready to go in from her perspective. It's kind of fun to hear her. Listen.
To be September 6th, Monday night, we will go.
And she's talking at 2021 here, so don't ignore the dates, but here she
service.
Is.
And that is Rosh Hashanah, which is the sounding of the shofar. A shofar is a ram's horn, by the way. I don't have one in this room. That's a ram's horn right there. Right there, ram's horn. And you blow in it, and it's really loud. That was kind of obvious. So there are four blasts. The first one is called...
Okay, these are the four sounds that they make during Rosh Hashanah with the shofar.
Tekiya, which means one long blow. See if you can do it. The next one is called Shevarim. That's three blasts. It goes doo, doo, doo. The next one is Teruah, which goes boop, 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 boop. Can you do it? And the last one is Tekiah Gadol. It's one long blast. So when you hear a really loud noise, like a trumpet blowing, what's the first thing that you do? Okay, besides like yelling at the person to stop blowing it. Well, you jump, or you're like, whoa, it gets your attention, right? So Rosh Hashanah or Yom Teruah, that's like the day God's getting our attention because it's time that he wants us to come to him every single year because it's a whole cycle. Turn to him, repent, and just kind of soak in his forgiveness, mercy, everything, this glory, gloriousness, magnificentness. So we got your attention.
So that's getting your attention. That's what this new year is. All the trumpets blowing, all that type of stuff, right? So I thought that was a cute way of looking at that. She now looks into the 10 days of Ah, that is the next, and then into atonement, which is Yom Kippur. Let's listen to what she says about that.
Like, hey, I need you to come back to me. And there's a lot of little stories here and there that we talk about. I have a whole video. I have two videos on Rosh Hashanah. So make sure to check those out. I'll stick probably my favorite one up there in the cards. And of course, the other one's down in the description box below. I have a day in the life and then a day in the life with more explanation. Next, we have a traditional period of awe where we are just strictly like...
Now she's going to the 10 days of awe now. So again, to prepare for Sunday and Monday, we're also going to do it Monday night, because it's a 24-hour celebration, right? And so we're going to wear our white. We're going to cut some apples, eat some honey. And we're going to read a bunch of scriptures, and we're going to blow the trumpets like mad all Sunday night, okay? So not much prep at all, just apples, honey, and some maybe white clothes. And then the next Monday, broken up bread. It's gonna. There's supposed to be a flowing bottle of water, and we're gonna throw it out because it represents our sin. We're gonna throw it into the water is representing the Jesus' blood that takes away our blood. Okay, that's what way we're gonna do as Christians, celebrating that. That's gonna be Monday night. Then there's the 10 days of off where you're supposed to be really thinking about all your sin and how you're going to repent and how you're getting ready for the most holy day of the year, which is Yom Kippur, where it's the 24-hour fast where we're going to basically have atonement, right? So where judgment happens. So she's going to talk about that right now.
Meditating and preparing for Yom Kippur, which is Day of Atonement, and you fast all day long. That means you don't eat. Some people drink water. My kids do different things every year. But you're fasting. It's all day in service. But fasting, you get really, really hungry. Talking about it makes me hungry. I'll just drink something because that's all I have up here. But it's basically the blood of the Lamb making us clean. And it's all about the Messiah because he is the one that makes us clean. So when anybody ever asks me, you know, how does Yom Kippur really represent Jesus? It's about him. It's about what he did for us. It's about him washing away our sins. If you can look at Yom Kippur through that lens, you got it, okay? It's actually my favorite holiday, which seems kind of weird. It's so special. It's like this closeness with your community, but closeness with God, and then something with fasting. I don't know. It's just really cool. And then
okay, that's what we're going to be experiencing after the 10 days of awe, okay? With the fast and then we'll be celebrating that on a Tuesday to Wednesday, coming up in a couple weeks. Again, you can follow her on Living with Eve. Follow her on, and you can go look at her Rosh Hashanah videos and learn a bunch about Rosh Hashanah as well as Yom Kippur. Now she's going to explain a little bit about the last one, the Feast of the Tabernacles, and then we'll read some scripture and move to praise and prayer.
Yom Kippur, a few days later, you have the seven-day festival of, it's a holiday, of Sukkot, okay? Tabernacles, Feast of Tabernacles, where you're supposed to take off work the first and the last day, and you build a sukkah in the backyard. It's our redemption. It's basically like the party with the Lord, so to speak, in your community, and just dwelling. It's where you get to sit and soak and enjoy life. And I really like to make this time of year festive. I mean, seriously. It's kind of my equivalent to Christmas, to be completely honest, without the gifts. We don't put a Christmas tree up, we put up a sukkah, okay? Which actually takes a lot of work. My husband has to get the ladder out and string and, you know, there's palm branches that lay on top of it. That whole thing, it's a whole process. And then we decorate it, okay? With chains and pictures and whatever we feel like decorating it. And then, of course, it's a week and you're having parties and yeah, they used to go like sukkah hopping. I'm sure they probably not anymore because of COVID, but people used to go sukkah hopping in Israel. They would just, you know, have dinner in one sukkah and then go to the next sukkah the next night or the same day, you know, just hang out together. Okay. Party. So I do have two videos on Yom Kippur and I do have.
Yeah, so awesome. So follow Living with Eve and maybe watch some and then celebrate with me on Sunday where we'll go through more teaching and read some scriptures and really relate this to how this relates to Christ. So all you need is something white, just wear something white, and then also bring apples and honey for Sunday. And then Monday we'll have broken bread and maybe a bowl of water and just envision it being a river. Right, and we're going to throw some bread on Monday night in the celebration of the new year, the creation of the earth. That is going to be cool. So I'm going to read two scriptures as Kent jumps in with some music here. Here we are with a psalm of that I was reading earlier, and then we're going to talk about the coming of the Lord. Again, this is where trumpets are really, really obvious in the Bible. Here's verse 47. Clap your hands, all people. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under his feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. I believe all that's going to happen right now, guys. These nations are going to come underneath our feet.
My music is affecting your microphone. I think that's what Gus was saying a few weeks ago. When I start playing, it's cutting out. I just want to make sure.
Sorry, my microphone. And
yeah,
so
for some reason, when I start playing,
okay,
when we do this,
that's bummer.
Right, Gus? Is it breaking up? Yeah, because I don't know if it's the
yeah,
mic.
Yeah, let me just change my microphone real quick. Sometimes when I just reset it, it works really well. Just 1 second. I'm going to reset my microphone real quick.
And oh, clap your hands, all you people. Here it is, one of the Jewish songs. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. We got them all, Rick.
All right. Shout unto God. So now is this working?
They're starting to clap. Yeah, that.
Is it working any better, Gus, now?
I'll do the song.
All right, Gus saying that worked. All right. So I'm going to continue to read this, and then we're going to come back to some great songs. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our God, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over all the nation. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of peoples gather as a people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is exalted highly. He is highly exalted. There's one other one I wanted to say, the coming of the Lord, and we're talking about the Thessalonians 4, which says, but we do not want to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. Because we have hope, right? For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by the word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven and cry of command and the voice of an archangel, and with a sound of a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we are alive who are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. So I'm going to hand this over to Kent as we just talk about this right now. As God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of trumpets. Sing praises to the God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. Let's do that now as we move into praise and
oh,
prayer.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. And do it again. And oh, clap your hands. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Our God has gone up with a shout. He is the King over all of the earth, and he will subdue the people unto us. He's all alone, one will be. And oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of a duty again. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Our God has gone up with a shout. He is the King over all the earth, and he, the choose our inheritance for us. Yeah, here we go one more time. Clap your hands, all ye people. now, ye peoples, shout unto God with the voice of triumph, voice of triumph, voice of triumph. Here we go to the manger. Yeah, hallelujah. This is old school, bro. This is back in the 70s. We're doing this stuff. Wow. Wow, it's so good. And what I'm going to do Sunday night, Rick, is I'm so glad you're doing this, by the way. I saw most of the program. I had a guy come out. This is recent. That wanted to, it was going to power wash my house. The Three Stone Homes people owed that to us. And he said, what do you do for a living? Here we go. And this guy is a, he says, well, I was raised Catholic, but I left all that behind. I'm not a churchologist or what was it, a traditionalologist. But me and my wife started studying the Bible, and we raise our three boys with that right now, 10, 4, and 2. The guy who just yesterday power washed my house wanted to know what I believed about the feast. Yeah. I said, well, we're celebrating them. He goes, that is really unique and different because most Christian people don't understand the power of it at all, and I understand that. Well, we're going to do God, I Look to You. We're going to keep looking to the Lord. Somebody unmute and say, yes, we're looking to the Lord. I want everybody to unmute before we cross
yes,
this over.
We're looking to the Lord.
We're
yeah.
looking.
Looking to
yes,
the Lord.
Looking
where
to
our
Lord.
Help comes from.
Yes, that, we're looking
wow,
to the Lord.
Somebody added this, the Psalm 121, where my help comes from. I like it. And God, I look to You. I won't be overwhelmed. You give me vision to see things like You do. And God, I look to You. You're where my help comes from. You give me wisdom. You know just what to do again. And God, I look to You. I won't be overwhelmed. You give me vision to see things like You do. And God, I look to You. You're where my help comes from. You give me wisdom. You know just what to do, and I will love You, Lord, my strength. And I will love You, Lord, my shield. I will love You, Lord, my rock, and forever. The strength, the shield, and the rock, everybody. And I will love You, Lord, my strength. I will love You, Lord, my shield. I will love You, Lord, my rock, and forever. Shield and rock.
Woo.
Two S's in the R. Strength. Just think, the Lord God of hosts said, I'll be your shield. You got to be kidding me. No, we're not kidding. It's in the Word. Oh my God. He said, I'll be your strength. That is supernatural essence of the Lord. Thank You for Your divine strength. And then the shield, I mean, really, I'm not complaining about nothing because He's my shield. And then the rock, solid rock. And God, I look to You. I won't be overwhelmed. You give me vision to see things like You do. And God, I look to You. You're where my help comes from. You give
give us wisdom. You know just what to do, and I will love you, Lord, my strength. And I will love you, Lord, you're my holy shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock, and forever all my days, I will love you. Do it again, I will love you, Lord, and I will love you, Lord, my strength, and I will rock, and forever all my days I will. Now you guys, we're going to use proclamation and decreeing before the Lord, hallelujah, in the atmosphere over Sweden, in the atmosphere over America, in the atmosphere over Africa. We're going to sing hallelujah, our God reigns. Remember, your words have power even during worship. By the way, worship is a form of prayer. People go, what? I say that, Rick, and they go, what? I never. It's a form of communication with God.
Yes.
Hey, now, let's don't be foolish. Let's use everything we got. Well, hallelujah, our God. Declare it. Decree and proclaim. Hallelujah, our God. Forever all my days. Hallelujah. Let's do that again. Hallelujah. Jesus, you reign. And hallelujah. Our God reigns. Jesus. Come on, one more time before we cross it over to 9 a.m. And hallelujah, our God reigns. Woo! Hallelujah, oh my God.
Those of you online, come join us backstage. Just to get a backstage pass, it's free for 30 days. You can get that by just going to blessedteach.com. Blessed2teach.com. That's where you sign up for show notes. That's where you just go to the backstage tab. Join us here backstage at the Backstage Ministry, where we have a 9-squared ministry with the 9 gifts of the Spirit combined with the 9 gifts of the Spirit with the fruits of the Spirit, all mixed, all 18 of these beautiful things together, with love, joy, peace, patience, and mixed with wisdom and faith and prophecy and gift of miracles, gift of healing. I tell you what, it's so exciting back here. Join us now. With that, we're going to move backstage now to worship. We do this Monday, Thursday, backstage by ourselves for an hour, and then we do it publicly. So join us tomorrow night, all of you, on Friday night. Praise and Prayer starts at 6 p.m. CST. And again, the special episode, remember, Sunday night for Rosh Hashanah celebration, the new year, creation of the world. That will be on Sunday night, 6 p.m. CST, and then we'll do a celebrate the end of that on the 24-hour period Monday night on the regular show. Again, oh, that will God. Be Monday night. So celebrate with us the new year. God bless you guys. And with that, we're going to cut cross over to the backstage. Talk to you soon. Love y'all.